Would you like to know the 6 simple daily rituals that will help you reach your potential every day? You'll improve your creative life, your personal life, and so much more. Stay tuned. That's what I'm going to reveal and talk to you a little bit about on this episode. Hello, this is Bob Baker, and welcome to Artist Empowerment Radio, the podcast. This is episode 74, slowly but surely inching my way to the 3-digit mark of 100. I see it over the horizon somewhere. As I record this, it's the first few days of 2013. It's January here. It's the beginning of a new year. That resolution kind of new goal setting mindset. And I ran across an article that was posted on the Fast Company magazine website about these 6 simple rituals to reach your potential every day. And I was just intrigued and kind of psyched about these 6 things. Actually, 3 or 4 of them I already do on a pretty regular basis, but the other 2 or 3 I'm thinking about incorporating into my life. And so I want to share those with you and see how you can apply it to your personal life, to your creative life, and so on. Before I get into that, I just want to remind you, if you're one of the musicians that listens to this podcast, and I know many do, I want to let you know that I finally achieved something at the very end of the year that I've been working on throughout all of 2012, and that was I finally finished updating, revising, and editing the book I'm probably best known for, that is the Guerrilla Music Marketing Handbook. And so if you go to the buzzfactor.com website, you actually be able to order right now the ebook version of the new vastly updated and improved Guerrilla Music Marketing Handbook. The print version of that will be forthcoming before too terribly long, but you can get the ebook right now. Another thing I'm very excited about is that along with the publication of this book, there's so much great content in there, some things that I want to share, that for people that want a little bit deeper dive into this topic, I am actually going to be doing a series of Guerrilla Music Marketing Master Classes, one for each section of the book. There are 5 sections in the Guerrilla Handbook, 4 chapters in each section. I'm going to take each section one by one and do a 4-week master class. It's sort of a totally an online virtual experience. And already I've got a ton of people signed up for the first one, people from all over the world. I got people from the Netherlands and Finland and Kenya and Australia and, of course, across the United States. I don't think there are any Canadians yet, so if you're in Canada, I would love to have you be part of that so we have some Canadians represented there. Anyway, you can find out about that at thebuzzfactor.com or email me for information about the masterclass. Because actually, I've pretty much only made that available or announced that to my mailing list. And already most of the seats are filled. So pretty excited about that. So let's get into this Fast Company article that I was so intrigued with. Again, the title is 6 Simple Rituals to Reach Your Potential Every Day. And the writer of this particular article, her name is Amber Ray, and she basically was doing a story on a friend of hers, a guy named Mike Del Ponte. And I guess he always struck her as someone who was very balanced and stable and alert and healthy and, you know, all those good things that we all strive to or would like to be in those states in our daily lives. And so she basically she asked him what were his secrets, and he's quoted as saying, "Every day I need physical energy, mental clarity, and emotional balance to tackle everything that comes my way." Mike said, "Self-care is the secret to performing at the highest level." So here are the 6 things that he shared with her. Number 1, he said, "Drink a glass of water when you wake up. Your body loses water while you sleep, so you're naturally dehydrated in the morning. A glass of water when you wake helps start your day fresh." This is actually something that I've been doing for a while. Not only do I drink a big glass of water, but I also take a little slice of lemon and squeeze it in the water before I drink it, because another thing for healthy living is that your body has to have a good balance between acidity and the alkaline balance or whatever. And I have read or have heard that also overnight the acidity level in your system tends to rise. And believe it or not, lemon juice will actually actually adds to the alkaline nature and gets you back into balance. So squeeze a little bit of lemon in a big glass of water and gulp that sucker down. I've been doing that for a while. And so I encourage you to do the same thing because you got to have, you know, good physical health. I know this podcast is about creativity and art and all that stuff. But if you don't have energy, if you're not feeling good physically, it's going to be a lot harder to tackle all those things and be creative. Number two, he says, is define your top three. Every morning, Mike asks himself, what are the top three most important tasks that I will complete today? He prioritizes his day accordingly and doesn't sleep until the top three are complete. This is a great idea. In fact, a few months ago, or late fall of 2012, for the first time I offered this program called Get Important Stuff Done. It's a 30-day program that about 15 people went through with me, and it was wonderful. But one of the main components of that program was asking the people that participated to choose three and only three main priorities every day. And of course, you do a lot more than three things on a daily basis, but if you have your three main priorities, especially if you can place some of your creative projects that you've been putting off as one or two of those top three, you'll find yourself making great strides. Also, hooking up with an accountability partner or success partner, as I like to call it, can make that an even more effective thing where you have to speak to somebody every day and report your top three from yesterday and the top three you have planned for today, and encourage and support each other through that process. But identifying the three most important things you need to get done and making sure that, yes, by the time you go to bed, those things are done, do or die, no matter what, you'll find yourself making major progress with your life and all your creative projects. Number three is the 50-10 rule. Solo task and do more faster by working in 50-10 increments, the article says. Use a timer to work for 50 minutes on only one important task with 10-minute breaks in between. Mike spends his 10 minutes getting away from his desk, going outside, calling friends, meditating, or grabbing another glass of water. This makes a lot of sense. I've done some variation of it, but I've never seen it expressed in these terms. But yes, being able to focus, clear away your calendar, clear away your workspace, let the people in your life know, don't bother me during this period of time, but really being able to focus on a specific task, preferably one of those top three things that you've identified for that day, and just focusing on it undistracted for, yeah, close to an hour, will help you get a lot done. If you don't schedule things, if you don't focus, you tend to meander and you take breaks and check Facebook or Twitter, and suddenly you've gotten sidetracked and you haven't got a lot done. So I love this idea of full engagement for 50 minutes. And yes, it helps to take a break, because after an hour to an hour and a half of focusing on the same thing, your brain gets a little wonky. And so, yeah, do yourself a favor and take a little break, but focus for 50 minutes on that book, on that music project, on the website design, whatever it is, that's a priority, and get important stuff done. Okay, number four is move and sweat daily. Regular movement keeps us healthy and alert. It boosts energy and mood and relieves stress. Most mornings you'll find Mike in a some kind of a yoga class or workout situation. Through most of my life, I haven't done this on a consistent basis, but over recent months, yes, I have been at least trying to walk for an hour a day. Sometimes it's a little more, sometimes it may be 45 minutes to 50 minutes, but yes, I get up, and physical activity is especially for people that are, you know, bound to a computer like I am, you got to get moving. And in fact, about 3 months ago, I got serious about my health and actually lost about 20 pounds from simply cutting back on the stuff that I was eating mostly live food, staying away from sugar for an intense period of like maybe 3 or 4 weeks, and then walking an hour a day. And I lost 20 pounds, and I've maintained it for the most part. I gained a few back during the holidays, but I'm curbing back again. But even though I've widened my diet since then, I continue on most days to walk for an hour, even if it's inside the house. You know, it's cold outside now here in St. Louis, and I don't let that deter me. So I'll just put on some headphones and you know, put on a podcast or some audio program, and I'll just walk around the house like a caged tiger, going the same figure eight over and over again. But I'm determined to get in that movement and work up a little bit of a sweat, and I feel better as a result, and I'm able to get more stuff done. Okay, number five and number six, I admit this sounds a little Oprah-like, but man, I'm telling you, this stuff really is important. So number five is express gratitude. Gratitude fosters happiness, which is why Mike keeps a gratitude journal. Every morning he writes out at least five things he's thankful for. In times of stress, he'll pause and reflect on 10 things he's grateful for. So what are you grateful for today? This is really important. I've heard this time and time again, and when I have practiced this, my mood, my attitude, my general outlook on life is greatly enhanced. It's a lot easier to have a positive outlook on life and on your career and on your, you know, artistic path and all this good stuff if you are grateful for what you have. And so human beings, and I'm guilty of it myself, we often focus on what's missing, what's wrong, things you need to fix. So sometimes you have to force yourself to look at the things that are blessings in your life. And so having a regular time when you sit down and do that can be a pretty powerful thing. And so whether it's a journal or it's just you sitting down, you know, and maybe forcing yourself to list 3 to 5 things a day that you're grateful for. It can be simple stuff, it can be big stuff, but just focus on the things that you have in your life that are a blessing, and you'll find yourself noticing more of those things more often. And number six is reflect daily. Bring closure to your day through 10 minutes of reflection. Mike asks himself what went well and what needs improvement. That is a good thing. I've been through periods, I haven't got this down to a consistent ritual for myself yet. There have been times when I've done that gratitude journal type of thing before I went to bed. I haven't been doing that at the end of the day, but this is a reminder that I probably should get back to it. What I have been doing lately is something similar, as I do, I guess, my own version of morning pages. If you're familiar at all with The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, you know that morning pages is a big part of that, where you she recommends that you just write nonstop for 3 full pages to sort of brain dump and get ideas out and just clear your mind and express yourself. I actually have got it down to a single page. I just do one, and I try to do that most mornings, and so that's kind of my brain dump. Sometimes I'm expressing gratitude, sometimes I'm reflecting on what's right, but I just sort of, it's a way to sort of jog my brain early on. I also meditate most mornings too, which he mentions here. But yeah, if you can get a morning and an evening ritual, so have a kind of a bookend effect on your day where you started off on a positive note, thinking about what you're fortunate to have, the people in your life, the things in your life, the whatever progress you have made with your music or your art or your book, be thankful for that, and then be eager for more, and then work throughout the day to build upon that and to make further progress. At the end of the day, ask what went right, what did I learn, what are the special moments that I want to capture and remember. And this all sort of keeps you focused on empowerment. Hey, there's a word resonates with me. So yeah, but all 6 of these things. So 1, drink a glass of water. I recommend also squeezing some lemon in it first thing when you wake up in the morning. Every day, define your top 3 priorities, the things that no matter what, they don't have to be big things. They can be simple little things, but as long as you're making progress, there's something important that'll move you forward in some area. Whether it takes you 5 minutes or an hour or more to get that thing done. Don't make them huge, though, but just 3 things that before you go to bed that night, you're going to make sure those things get done. Those emails are sent, the phone calls are made, the thing is written, whatever that priority is for you. Number 3, the 50-10 rule. Try to find blocks of time where you can focus on a single task for a minimum of 50 minutes. And then take a break, walk around, get some exercise, move your body. Number 4, sweat and move daily. Talk about move your body. And then 5, express gratitude on a regular basis. And then reflect daily on what went right that day and what you can learn from it. So, I don't know. I found those to be very helpful, and I hope that you do too. So, thanks for listening to this episode. Get out there and hone your skills, express yourself creatively, and then share it with the world for the people who most need to consume whatever it is you're making. This is Bob Baker. Have a great week, a great year, and I'll talk to you real soon. So long for now.